Here's a thought I'll title, Losing Faith in Photographic Truth. With increasing frequency, I find myself looking at a photograph and immediately questioning its veracity. And by that, I mean, if I had been there at that moment looking at that scene, is this what I would have seen? What my eyeballs would have registered? And increasingly, I find myself wondering about that, questioning that, not certain about that. For example, every morning when I start up my computer, I'm greeted with a lovely landscape, thanks to the programmers at Microsoft. There's a new one essentially every day, almost every day. And almost without exception, these images look, to my eye, fake, with punched-up colors and unrealistic skies and water, and a kind of computer-generated pristineness that I find difficult to believe. Even when the image that I see is supposedly identified with some exotic location or some particular castle in Scotland or some such thing, I know that what I'm looking at is not what I would see if I was there with my own eyes. It's that computer-generated pristineness that haunts me, that makes it seem unbelievable. Here's the problem, however. These images are very pretty, very interesting, very captivating. I find myself wanting to look at them, which sets up an immediate conundrum. Should I care that they're not truthful? If it's documentary photography in a court case, obviously it's a different answer, but that's a whole separate discussion. We're talking about Microsoft screensavers that are presented as art, or as far as that goes, the kinds of images that you and I make that are presented as art. Do they need to be truthful? Do they need to be accurate? I'm not sure. There's lots and lots of photographers whose work I enjoy, and I know darn well it's not truthful and not accurate. Jerry Yulsman comes to mind. Even Ansel Adams comes to mind. I remember going to Yosemite for the first time in 1983 to attend a workshop and was kind of shocked to find that Yosemite didn't look like an Ansel Adams photograph. The subjects were there. Half Dome was there. El Capitan was there. The Merced River was there. But what I saw with my own eyes wasn't at all what I saw when I looked at an Ansel Adams photograph. And I realized that photography is a fiction, which is a silly thing to discover because, after all, it's two-dimensional and it's massively reduced in scale compared to the original. But nonetheless, I found it a surprise that the Yosemite I was viewing was not the Yosemite that I thought I was going to find there, because I just assumed that Ansel Adams' images were truthful. And they were, to some degree. They were for a specific time and a specific instant at which he exposed the film, but perhaps modified and punched up and exaggerated through processing. I know all of that. I'm a photographer. I know that part of the challenge of being a photographer is to get rid of flaws and distractions and enhance tones and colors so that they become more impactful on the viewer. I know all that. But nonetheless, when I arrived in Yosemite, I was kind of shocked how different Yosemite looked compared to the Yosemite of my fanciful imagination, spurred on by looking at all those Ansel Adams photographs. And that train of thought seems to me to shift the question. The question is not, am I losing faith in photographic truth? Nor is it, has there ever been a thing called photographic truth? But rather, does it matter when it comes to artwork? Which opens up the floodgates about AI processing, hyper-real realities, supersaturated colors, HDR, the list goes on and on. Isn't it interesting that no one asks whether or not music is truthful, whether or not ballet is truthful, whether or not a novel is truthful, whether or not a sculpture is truthful, whether or not a painting is truthful. But we sure are concerned about whether or not a photograph is truthful. And the more powerful our processing techniques become, where we can make more believable myths, I can't help but think that one of the consequences of that will be the total abandonment of the very concept of truthful photography. Didn't we sort of know that when we saw those fanciful images in the movie Forrest Gump? When we have such believable science fiction as Star Trek and Star Wars, and we know darn well those ships don't exist, that they're just photographed models. Maybe the truth is, photography is an entertainment medium, just like all the other fictions that we enjoy in spite of the fact that we know they are fictions.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.